Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And this guy here, David Haw from the Molly and Haw Morning Show on 670 The Score. Follow him on Twitter at David Haw. David, thanks for coming on, buddy. I appreciate it.
Well, nothing going on here in Chicago, so I thought I'd have a few minutes to share with all of the boredom.
Before we get into the misery of being following the Chicago Bears, can we start with talking about the traitor in your Cubs? Because that was the last time you and I talked, was during the baseball season, and how that all was playing out. How do people kind of assess how that season went for that team?
Well, it was disappointing. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you want to revisit that?
Yeah, to start. I want to start with
Craig,
it, yes.
Craig Counsell, don't call him names. Craig Counsell came here to win a World Series, and those things are still in play. He had a disappointing first season. The roster wasn't what maybe it should have been. Maybe not what he thought it would be. He talked at the end of the year about how the Cubs need to have a 90-win roster. And I don't think that anyone really objectively in Chicago thought that they did. We expected maybe there to be a situation where Craig would do more with less because that's what he did for so many years in Milwaukee. And how would he do more with more? But this wasn't the season. They had some injuries. They had some ineffectiveness. The bullpen imploded. They blew 26 saves. And they were 83 wins just like they were with David Ross.
Mm. Well, we'll see what happens in year two. Is there expectation of them spending money this offseason, like for Soto or somebody like that?
One of the more disappointing things among Cub fans, I think, is the fact that you don't see them among the teams in the mix for Soto. And there are arguments you could make for why, you know, you stay away, and you could make the argument why you go out and you spend whatever's necessary because you'll win a World Series or get there with Juan Soto in your lineup. So right now, people would love that to be the case, but are, I think, accepting grudgingly the reality that the Cubs won't be in the Juan Soto sweepstakes.
All right. I don't think he's going to the Cardinals. That means we won't have to deal with him in the division, which is fine. Let's talk about the Bears now. Obviously, when Kaylee Williams got drafted, you trade for Keenan Allen. You get DeAndre Swift. Bears fans attacking Packer fans on social media. We got a real quarterback. You never should have paid your quarterback. He's not that good. Here we come. Ryan Poles talking about how they're going to own the North forever or whatever he said. So a lot of confidence and happiness going into this thing. Is it really all on Shane Waldron why this hasn't worked out, the offensive coordinator who just got fired?
Sparky, I'm sensing a lot of attitude today.
I have a lot, man. I've been waiting for you on this show for a while, man. I have been waiting.
Okay. So this is all I'm going to say about this. Not all I'm going to say about this, but this is the way I'll start it. I think it would be the easiest, laziest thing to look at this Bears situation. And two things would be easy and lazy. Number one, to think it was all because of Shane Waldron. But number two, to suggest that because Kaleb Williams over the last 3 weeks has gone into a bit of a funk, that he is not going to become the quarterback the Bears thought he could be. Those things, to me, are still on the table. I think that he's got to be coached better. He's got to be more accurate. He's got to do the things that are required of a quarterback of his skill set and talent level. But he's not doing those things. It's not all of his fault, but he has to take responsibility for that. Likewise, it would be a mistake to think that they fire a play caller and all of a sudden their offense is fixed. That's not the case. Their offensive line is terrible. And when you look at the reasons why, you start to understand a little bit better about where the problems really start.
And to that degree, you cut an offensive lineman today.
Well, that's part of the problem. He was more part of the problem than the solution. Nate Davis was one of Ryan Poles' biggest free agent misses, big swing and miss. And they gave him a lot of money. He made $20 million for 13 starts. He was a disaster. He didn't buy in. He was a guy that this is how much of a plague he was to have around. You talk about somebody who weighed down and brought down everybody around him. They wanted him out of here as soon as possible because he showed up Sunday and said he couldn't play, so they sent him home with a bad back. They had seven offensive linemen dressed on Sunday. They had seven offensive linemen. Maybe that's going to be they're healthy, you know, when they practice today, although they got some guys back. But they deemed him expendable, and they looked at that as addition by subtraction. Nate Davis, enigma. See ya.
Wow. He is David Haugh, Mully and Haugh on 670 The Score, the morning show there. Follow him on Twitter at David Haugh. All right, let's talk about Caleb Williams. Everybody was hot to trot for Caleb Williams. Oh, he's so much better than Justin Fields, and we're not going to have the same issues. Well, he's got a lot better surrounding cast than Justin Fields had, number one. Odunze, I would say he's lived up to the hype, the rookie wide receiver. But I see a lot of, and again, I'm not watching all these games, but I'm seeing a lot of these so-called quarterback experts, so whether it's Dan Orlovsky or whoever we're talking about here, talking about the fact that maybe it's just not, he's not processing quick enough. He's not taking the easy throws that are there. He's making bad decisions. It sounds a lot like Justin Fields to me.
Yeah, I can understand why you would say that, Sparky, based on the sources you cited, but I think that it sounds like a lot like Justin Fields. It doesn't look a lot like Justin Fields, okay? And I'm not, I mean, you know how it is. I mean, if you watch a team every week and you see the reasons why things are happening, you understand a little bit
for
better.
Sure.
In today's media market and landscape, you know, everyone is such a hurry to be first to declare something. And at first it was declared, you know, Caleb Williams, the best Bears quarterback ever. And then it was, okay, well, now he looks like he's a bust. And now he's doing this. I think people need to take a deep breath. He's a rookie quarterback, and he's going through some ups and downs. The last 3 weeks have been really bad. And before that, you know, last we saw him throw a touchdown pass that in a game that the Bears won. He was in London, and they were on their way home from London, and we felt like he had arrived. So there are going to be ups and downs. The one thing you see that you didn't see with Justin Fields, frankly, is the success at the end of halves and the success at the end of games and the arm talent, which is, I think, unmistakable. So there are reasons why you could draw that conclusion. They're having a lack of success at the quarterback position because of things related to their offensive line, things related to back play calling, and you can't scheme anybody open.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I don't think it's fair necessarily or accurate to say that Justin Fields and Caleb Williams are similar quarterbacks and doing similar types of things. They both are struggling, but I think it has much to do with the Bears than the each individual quarterbacks. And I just think that also when you look at the Bears' problems, 16 sacks in the last 2 weeks. He's on pace to be sacked more than every quarterback except for two other guys. The third highest sack total in NFL history. Ask David Carr what that can do to your career.
My thing is, yes, David Carr got annihilated by the Texans line. But let's talk about whether or not the head coach has lost his locker room or not, because you've got Tyreek Stevenson talking to the crowd in D.C., and then he's the one that tips the ball that gets caught at the end of the day, so he looks like an idiot. Then you have DJ Moore walking off to the sideline while the play is still going on, and Caleb Williams is running for his life on that left sideline. He just walks to the bench. I mean, that type of stuff, you just paid DJ Moore an extension to be Caleb's guy for the foreseeable future. You can't have that type of stuff, so that leads me to question whether or not, you know, he's lost this team.
No, that's a fair question, because the Bears are an undisciplined mess. And whether it's pre-snap penalties or the loud examples you just cited, they have one sequence after another, week after week, that illustrate just how far gone this season may have gotten already, and just how much they have slipped through the grasp of Matt Eberflus. I think he has lost the locker room. I don't think there's a respect level there. He's been indecisive. He's been intentionally vague, and he has not handled crises well. And it's all happened very quickly. In the last 3 weeks, he's reverted to the kind of coach he was before last season's resurgence. You know, it was just a year ago at this time. He was firing a running backs coach. He was dealing with an offensive line in shambles, and there was all kinds of dysfunction. A year later, not much has changed. The only thing different is maybe, you know, the some of the coaches and some of the players. But consider this, Sparky. In the last 15 months, there have been 8 assistant coaches that have left Hallis Hall. If you can't put a staff together, you can't keep the job. And Matt Eberflus has lost the locker room, and he can't put a coaching staff together.
So does Ryan Poles get another coach after they fire Eberflus after the season? He gets another one, I'm assuming?
I think right now that's the assumption. I said this morning on the Mullen Hall Show, stay tuned. I think it depends how it ends. You know, he bragged in the preseason about having an offensive line, which is the deepest offensive line he's ever had. And we all went, really? And so that may have been a mistake. Certainly what we saw with Nate Davis was bad money spent. He did make the trade of the decade and maybe the best trade in Bears history when you swindled the Carolina Panthers for all that they got for that pick. But the elephant in the room in Chicago and every barroom and living room when you talk about the coaching situation and Ryan Poles, he passed on Jim Harbaugh. He did not get that done. He brought Matt Eberflus back. This is a wasted year if you're firing Matt Eberflus, and you didn't have to do that. Jim Harbaugh was available. Jim Harbaugh wanted to get back in the NFL. Jim Harbaugh belonged in Chicago. And Ryan Poles, when asked about Jim Harbaugh last January, said he's the coach at Michigan. Then he wasn't. So that is a problem. You clung to the status quo rather than think big and bold, and you're paying the price right now.
Dude, that he's a lot to handle, though, man. Like, I mean, I could very well see Ryan Poles' point. Like, dude, I don't want to deal with him.
Really hard to handle, Sparky.
No, I understand winning. I'm just saying there's a lot that comes with the Harbaugh family. And I don't care which one you're talking about. If you're talking about them, the sister, Crean, pick. They're all a lot to handle when they're coaching your team or doing what they're doing. So, I mean, I kind of get that. My thing was Ben Johnson, according to one report, said the Chicago job was the one that he was interested in. And that never went anywhere because they never got rid of Eberflus.
Well, that may be true, too. And Ben Johnson certainly is got this schematic genius and the weapons in Detroit and looks like the flavor of the month. I do, because of the dysfunction with the Bears, and you're well aware of it, I know, up there in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
But when you talk about Ben Johnson coming to the Bears I wonder, is he going to be the guy that fixes the problems if that happens, or is he going to be the second version of Matt Nagy, who is, you know, catches lightning in a bottle and then disappears and can't be a guy that you trust as a head coach? So Matt Nagy was great for a while, and then he wasn't. Ben Johnson might be great for a year, but he doesn't have experience commanding a room and really leading in a way. And we have now been through wishy-washy leadership with Matt Eberflus. I don't think the Bears want to do that again. So if the job does come open, I'm not quite sure what direction they go, but I think that getting a strong leader might be the way that you would be, that they would be recommended to go.
Can you explain something to me real quick? Last one. I love listening to your station, listening to your show, listening to Bernstein, Holmes, everybody. It's great. I love when Wonstadt is on the phone or in the studio. Big fan, okay? Uh-huh. Why don't they utilize him somehow within that organization as a sounding board in an official capacity versus just not?
I've thought that's a great idea. You know, I feel like it's not just because they both are colleagues, but Sparky, when you see what the Bears lack in terms of practical application of logical football thought, when you see what they lack in terms of football common sense, Dave Wonstadt, Olin Krutz, Tom Thayer. Those are three guys that have strong, prominent roles in the Chicago media. Those are three guys that could help the Chicago Bears be a better football organization. I don't know why they don't call, because they should. Those three guys have more answers than they do at Hallis Hall. And I know it's easy to coach when you're just talking into a microphone, but those guys have all been there before, and I think they would be great additions to the organization.
I agree with you. I hope it never happens. David, thank you so much for coming on. Check out Mully and Haw at 670 The Score. Follow him on Twitter at David Haw. You guys aren't out at the Broad Bowl because you guys are on super early in the morning, obviously, but I'm looking forward to the Broad Bowl at the Broad Stop in Kenosha on Friday. I know there will be a ton of Bears fans that I'll get to chirp at throughout the day, so I'm looking forward to it.
I'm so jealous. Have a great time.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, David Haw. Follow him on Twitter at David Haw.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.